Support. Who do you support? Who supports you? In today's scripture, Paul is providing Timothy support via a letter, as Timothy's newborn church is not succeeding as he had hoped. He writes, "Let no one despise your youth. Just because someone's younger does not make them less important, especially in this church community." Paul goes on to later say, "Do not neglect the gift that is in you." Timothy, a young apostle, is born with something special, much like each and every member of this Fair Oaks family. Kind of like a sparkler that never goes out. Although that subtle beauty in his person is not shining through at this particular moment, it's important that Paul support him through positivity and none. Paul touches on devoting himself to something and sticking with it, because that's how Timothy will get the results he desires and how he will further prove that his spark should not be denied just because of his youth. In November of 2016, I truly felt that my life had hit rock bottom. There was no shining for me. As many of you recall, I spent months on crutches sporadically throughout a year-long saga of a broken ankle, unable to confide and exercise the way I used to. More importantly, my emotional health was at an all-time low. I began losing my very own spark. I gave up playing the sport that I loved the most and that brought me the most joy. Upon returning back to school in January, after winter break, I felt so heavy, and if I was no longer me. At that time, my parents and I made the collective decision to enter a partial hospitalization program in order to get the support that I needed to begin shining again. On my first day of program, terrified and worried about fitting in, even though it wasn't about what anybody else thought, I received a text asking to go out and get coffee. Little did I know, there would be many more coffee dates to come, and they would be shared with one of the most important people in my life. If you went through senior high here at Fair Oaks, or have kids that did, I'm sure you already know who the shining star of a leader I'm referring to is. Linda Van Dyke. I always knew she supported me, as she had always showed me in special ways, whether it be a Christmas card, a coffee date, or just a hug. But starting this time, it was different. Linda has paved so many paths for me, just so that I would have options. She supported me through 2 outpatient stays, an inpatient stay, a broken ankle, 4 mission trips, many, many retreats, a long journey that is figuring out my faith, and she has loved me unconditionally through it all. When we first chose the scripture for today, there was no question of who I wanted to preach about and the story I wanted to tell. Linda always knows what to say and what to do, and she definitely knows what kind of bagels we like on Sunday mornings. When we lost Jillian this summer, I couldn't imagine being anywhere but the mission trip, supported by the people who I love and appreciate, and by mentors that I've looked up to for as long as I can remember. Linda guided me through coping with that and taught me how to have fun at the same time. Given my mental health, she made sure I was comfortable, which I've always loved about her. Paul wrote this letter to Timothy to advise him to keep his head up, something that I've always admired Linda being able to do. Even when life was throwing things at her left and right, and I hope, and I truly hope, that one day I can adopt some of these qualities and be as strong-minded as she is. Paul's letter is filled with different types of guidance and advice for Paul on how to start from the ground and end up on top with a functioning and thriving church. Back to my treatment, where I spent more than 3 months straight just learning how to function and thrive with the disorders that I have. We did one particular activity in partial the first time that really stuck with me. In the beginning, we wrote letters to ourselves about where we'd hope to be by the end of program. We soaked in every single piece of advice and guidance that our group leaders and therapists gave us, and at the end of the program, we were handed back the letters that we wrote. I read this letter feeling like I was exactly where I wanted to be, but the next day, I decided to go inpatient. That trip was just a barrier, a step back, a challenge. I learned that everyone has challenges, and as long as I seek support and as long as I keep on working on me, I'll end up where I want to be, which is exactly why Paul wrote the letter in the first place, to remind Timothy that there's failures along the way, but taking his advice and seeking support that he needs will get him where he wants to be. Fair Oaks has always been my constant. It's always been non-judgmental and here for me for whatever I need. It has always reminded me that I can thrive again with a little bit of work. And when I got out of all my treatments, I knew that there was at least one happy, loving soul waiting for me here at Fair Oaks. Thank you, Linda, and thank you, Fair Oaks, for 18 years of love and support. I will miss you all very dearly.